Hey, welcome to It's Your Call, the show where, the things we discuss, we put them over to you so you can weigh in and make it your call. And you can call the show, 613-604-6464. If you happen to be listening in the States, 941-725-6455. That happens to spell milk. It's okay to have a vanity phone number, I'm told, if you are a very vain person. Hi, I'm John Milky, the milkman. The number is on your screen. Our website where you can find a video link for today is itsyourcall.ca, itsyourcall.ca. Just remember there is no apostrophe there. It messes a lot of folks up. I know. You can't have an apostrophe in a domain name. So there's that. It has already begun. My social media feed is filled with cartoons and memes and all things to do with that WKRP in Cincinnati episode. The one, if you only remember one WKRP, you're already thinking, I know. That one episode, as God is my witness, I thought turkeys could fly, right? Station's general manager has this brilliant idea for a turkey giveaway. Les Nessman's live at the mall, waiting for this big thing to happen. They hear a helicopter flying overhead, and suddenly turkeys start falling to the earth. The general manager actually, for some reason, thought turkeys could fly. You know, Mama? For some reason, they have wings but don't use them. Now, I can go on chapter and verse and recite every single line for every single character on a WKRP episode. Not my favorite one. Not my favorite episode, but certainly the one that people seem to remember the most. Anyway, yes, I'm seeing an awful lot of that. It is American Thanksgiving tomorrow. That's where we're going with this. Oh, the humanity, says BTRST. See? Exactly. Best show ever. Carrie says hi. There you go. Jules the Dancer has cleared her throat. I don't know why. Glenn Harris just logged on. Nice to see y'all. 613-604-6464. Yep, we're talking turkey today. It is American Thanksgiving tomorrow. Their Thanksgiving, always the fourth Thursday in November. Here in Canada, our Thanksgiving, the second Monday of October. And I was always led to believe that the reason for it had to do with just the seasons and how our climate versus their climate is, by virtue of the size of our two countries, very, very different. And that has some role in it. The harvest certainly does. But as I've come to find out in doing a little prep for this, ours is based a lot on traditions that date back to the United Kingdom. And of course, Canadians tend to adhere a little closer to British traditions, just by virtue of us being part of the monarchy and the Queen is our head of state, etc., than the Americans do, right? So ours is October, theirs is November. However, we are so influenced, aren't we, north of the border on everything the Americans do, for sure. But when it comes to Thanksgiving, admit it. It's not your Thanksgiving in Canada tomorrow, but you are looking forward to watching some football all day, aren't you? Even pre-pandemic, when we were still going into the office, people would gather around whatever TV, radio they could find on American Thanksgiving Thursday. I remember it being on when I worked downtown at the radio station building. People would find TVs and they'd be, you know, everywhere in the building. Gotta watch the American football games. It's a thing here. It's not our Thanksgiving, but it's a thing here because of the influence the Americans have over everything to do. Right? With TV and radio and media, etc. We're so, so close to them that it impacts us. So great. Have your Thanksgiving whenever you want, Canada. The reality is, you know, you've got another one coming. Some people I know here in Canada, I mean, in for a penny, in for a pound, right? They'll go so far as they'll cook up a turkey on U.S. Thanksgiving. Absolutely. With dessert. 100%. Do you do that? I'd love to hear from you. 613-604-6464. If you want to join by video chat, you can do that. Just go to It's yourcall.ca. So yes, football tour. Also, by the way, speaking of football, side note, and I vowed I wouldn't get too into the sports. I just think it's so cool. Whether you follow football or not, this is a cool story. So 6 feet of snow, roughly, hit Buffalo last weekend. The Buffalo Bills could not play their home game. There was just too much snow in that stadium. You couldn't possibly begin to shovel it out, clear that stadium, and get fans to and from it safely. So what to do? Detroit Lions. What's Detroit from Buffalo? 3 hours? They're like, hey, we got a road game this weekend, guys. Stadium's open. Have at it. So that's exactly what happened. Buffalo played their home game down the road in Detroit. Fun little Twitter storm back and forth, too, between the two of them, by the way. Just poking fun at each other, having fun with each other. It's fantastic. Ironically, Buffalo is playing at Detroit this week. Or, sorry, tomorrow. I keep saying this weekend. Tomorrow. It's one of the three games on the Thursday slate. So it's a full day of football tomorrow. So beyond that, it also becomes really, if we're being honest, the unofficial start to the Christmas season. We talk a lot about, you know, no Christmas decorations up until we've at least done Remembrance Day. And I believe that that's respectful, of course. But I think a lot of folks, too, they just sort of, you know, they're waiting for that American influence to, you know, to kick in. And it really starts feeling like Christmas. Once we get that out of the way, once you've done the Macy's Day Parade, and that's a whole other thing, I know you'll get up. A lot of us will get up and watch that Macy's Day Parade tomorrow because it's just part of our culture, too. It's part of our tradition. It's not our Thanksgiving, but we watch it like a hawk. And we talk about this Macy's Day Parade and the float and this, that, the other thing. And I believe Santa makes his unofficial first appearance at that parade, does he not? I believe so. Come to think of it, I don't think I've ever actually watched the Macy's Day Parade. Certainly seen segments of it. Anyway, I digress. The Thanksgiving they have in the States really sort of is that demarcation point. That's when, look, you want to play Christmas music, you play Christmas music, ain't nobody saying anything, the complaining is over and done with, it's too early, it's too late, no, okay, fine, it is the season. The American Thanksgiving Day, that's when, by and large, people are, you know, I got to get the Christmas decorations up. And you know what, if they're up, I got to get them plugged in. By the way, there is a lot of people in apartments on Riverside Drive in Ottawa who since like early October have had their lights on in their balconies. I see you. I see you. And yeah, let's not forget too, a lot of us drive to the USA to do some holiday shopping right after American Thanksgiving or on American Thanksgiving. I mean, from where I am in Ottawa, it's a 45-minute drive to Ogdensburg, New York. If I want to do some, and I've done that drive because there is evaporated milk apparently that you can get in the States that you can't get here. And I believe they even have flavored evaporated milk in the States that you can't get here. Got to make that road trip because you need that for your Christmas baking. And you don't really start thinking about it until it's U.S. Thanksgiving. And of course, the elephant in the room, Black Friday sales. We never had Black Friday sales in Canada. That was not a thing. That was an American thing, and it wasn't that long ago that we'd hear the term Black Friday and kind of giggle and snort and say, yeah, that's an American thing. Well, look, everywhere around you now, what are we having? Black Friday. So I walked into a store yesterday to pick a couple of things up, and I'm like, oh, what's going on here? Because the store was being, you know, turned upside down. Oh, it's for Black Friday. Oh, is that this week? Yep, Black Friday is this week. Black Friday is very much a thing here now. It was never a thing. That wasn't a Canadian retail thing. That is 100% an American thing, and we've adopted it. So my question to you on It's Your Call, should we adopt American Thanksgiving? I know, right? Where does that sit with you? Should we keep our Thanksgivings separate, Canada and the U.S.? Or is it one more thing that we just sort of go, you know, kind of makes sense. You know, if we're going to adopt the whole retail side of things, if we're going to put our day aside and, you know, watch football like they do, even though it's not our holiday, sure, keep July 1st as July 1st. Keep July 4th as July 4th. Let them have the President's Day. We'll have this day. There's a couple of differences here and there. But by and large, Christmas is Christmas, right? Valentine's is Valentine's. Not that it's a stat. Should Thanksgiving be Thanksgiving, whether you're you know, on the Canadian side of the U.S. side of the border. And let's not even discuss them adopting our Thanksgiving, because you and I both know that ain't going to happen. Try having that conversation with your American friends. Because you don't have contentious enough conversations these days with your American friends. Let's get into that. But let's get into that here on It's Your Call. 613-604-6464 is the number. If you're watching on Facebook or on YouTube or on Twitch, twitch.tv/BTR Radio. And if you have Amazon Prime, would you please subscribe to our channel? I mean, you can subscribe to our channel without it. You're out of pocket for it, and thank you. But if you have Amazon Prime, you can subscribe to our Twitch channel for free, and Amazon will send us $5 on your behalf. So that's why that ask. It's Your Call is brought to you by McCarthy Automotive, the only auto service center I will ever let touch any of my vehicles. And by the way, I have now done business with them through two personal vehicles, and I just had the RV that I acquired inspected by them to make sure it was roadworthy. They take great care of you. I don't care if you're driving a Mini. I don't care if you're driving a 28-foot RV. Fleet vehicles? Yep. Tire storage? Absolutely. Maintenance? 100%. From batteries, exhausts, and they'll even torque your nuts if you ask nice. In fact, even if you don't ask, they'll insist that you come back and get your nuts torqued. It's important to get your nuts torqued. Anytime your wheel has been off for service, tire change, work on your brakes, anytime for any reason that a wheel has been off, please make sure you get back to McCarthy Automotive. It only takes a couple of seconds. It just ensures that the car has settled, you know, on the wheels. Get those nuts torqued down so that you don't have an incident down the road. McCarthy Automotive, 1150 Heron Road, McCarthyAutomotive.ca. Let's go with Craig's comment. First, he's on Facebook. He says, my parents would leave for Florida just after our Thanksgiving and would party it up with their American friends on their Thanksgiving. They sure knew how to live. Craig, it's funny you say that because I'm watching my sister-in-law's parents in Florida right now, and that's exactly what's going on. We've had our Thanksgiving, but hey, when in Rome or in wherever they are, Sarasota, whatever, Tampa, I think. Yep, party. Enjoy it. And you know, if you're a Canadian snowbird and you happen to be there for American Thanksgiving, you know you're going to the grocery store and you're getting yourself a turkey and all the fixings and you're doing it again. Yes, you are. 100%. As a kid, says Rusty, it was Christmas, then Thanksgiving when it came to big holidays. Christmas, then Thanksgiving. Yeah, Thanksgiving's huge. It is huge. All right, we've got a text. 613-604-6464. Turkey cooking up here, 1 p.m. Thursday. All the family will descend upon me. Green bean casserole, my favorite. And it's from a 613 area code, so there's one Canadian getting all into American Thanksgiving. Thank you for that comment. But you haven't answered the question. The question I have for you today is, should we just amalgamate our two Thanksgivings? Should Canada just say, you know what, to hell with it? Traditionally, it's been the second Monday in October, but all things considered, yep, this Thursday in November thing makes a lot more sense. Be interested to get your response to that. 613-604-6464. Let's go to Peter. His comment is, we need another excuse to have turkey. Turkey, in my Homer Simpson voice, he says. No. Okay, so there's a direct question from Kelly, or direct answer to the question from Kelly, who likes the green bean casserole. So you are celebrating American Thanksgiving. You are doing a turkey. 1 o'clock tomorrow, everybody's descending on your house, but you want to keep Canadian and American Thanksgiving separate. Kelly, I don't know you, I don't think, but I suspect you're the kind of person who just needs any excuse to have a party. Any old excuse to open up a bottle of wine, have some friends over, and eat some food, I'm down. So she just wants, I'm guessing, I'm putting words in your mouth, correct me if I'm wrong, but you like having them separate because it gives you two occasions to do exactly that. Great comment. Appreciate that. 613-604-6464. Over to twitch.tv/BTR Radio. Jules says, why can't we do both? Exactly what I'm talking about. Two turkey dinners sound great to me. Celebrate Canadian Thanksgiving, then we adopt American Thanksgiving to toast our neighbors to the South. Why are we toasting our neighbors to the South? Because they have chocolate evaporated milk and we don't? Why? Why? Do you think Canadian? Okay. And I, in full disclosure, I do a radio show in Florida. I've not mentioned I'm Canadian. It doesn't matter. Geography means nothing anymore with all the technology. Like I could be sitting in Vancouver tomorrow. And if I'm doing a radio show, it doesn't matter that I'm in Vancouver. I'm inside. I'm in a hotel room or wherever. I'm still using the same technology to access the information I'm putting out onto the radio as I would be if I was sitting here doing the show. So geography just doesn't matter. But I can promise you this. Americans are not saying, hey, you know what? It's Canadian Thanksgiving. Cheers, Canada. Why are we? Because we're so nice. Are we saying cheers and toasting our American friends on their American Thanksgiving and then apologizing for doing so? We probably are. It's your call, 613-604-6464. Joshua says, Family Day was adopted in part because of the U.S. President's Day. I'd say it would be more likely to invent a new holiday than to adopt Thanksgiving. So a whole new holiday. Well, good luck having that conversation with the Americans. Give up our Thanksgiving so that you can celebrate your Thanksgiving on our Thanksgiving. Hi, Canada. You're so cute. Pat, pat on the head. Go home. And take your snowballs with you. Craig, what are you referencing, Craig? What did I say? What did I do? Craig says, it sounds like your show was Sex with Sue. Uh-oh. I try and keep the Sex with Sue show and this show very separate. So how did I screw that up? Where did I go? What? I've missed something. My parents, he adds, were on a golf course outside of Sarasota. Small, small world. There you go. Mm-hmm. A lot of Canadians in Sarasota. Yes, the Americans do everything better anyways. All right. A direct answer to my question. Should we amalgamate Thanksgiving? Glenn says, and he says it in all caps too, so you know he means it. An emphatic no. No. We are Canadians. Back to Kelly. Aha. Kelly has dual citizenship. I will claim all holidays for family loving. Bam. That's awesome. Love it. Anne says no as well. So far, by my count, it is 100% no. Keep our Thanksgivings separate. Let's go to Chrissy. No, CFL competing on the same Thanksgiving day. There goes the CFL ratings. NFL overrules. Oh, Chrissy, everything is about the CFL for Chrissy. Poor Chrissy can't help herself. She was at our comedy show last night that we do at No Forks Given on Somerset Street. And Chrissy sitting in the back of the room. Guy doing stand-up says something about Toronto. And she yells, go Argos! Which led to a whole conversation about what? Why? Chrissy, you're the CFL's pretty much their only fan these days. Anyway, it's a good point, though. You know what? We would just, the CFL wouldn't still be playing by the time Thanksgiving rolled around. Although Thanksgiving's early this year. Typically, the Grey Cup is this weekend. It was early this year for some reason. Anyway, I'm sure we can deal with the overlap. There you go. And isn't the CFL also discussing a big-time TV deal in the States? I believe they are. In respect to the question, ooh, this is getting very formal, very, very official sounding, Peter. In respect to the question, keep the two, ours in Canada and the U.S. one. All right. It's 100% no so far. Kathy says, nope, I don't think we should be changing our day of thanks. We are a separate country with separate traditions. There you go. You seem to be on the side of the majority with that comment and that thought. Craig says, no, our traditions are our own and should not be shared with the U.S. Next thing you'll want is an unguarded border. Oh, we already have that. why is their Thanksgiving always on the last Thursday of November? Okay, Chrissy, Chrissy was late for class. We addressed this. It has a lot to do with the harvest, Chrissy, and, you know, by virtue of our geography. So it's basically, you know, our fields and our crops are done earlier in a northern climate. So we bring them in earlier than they do, especially in parts of the southern states. That's kind of the tradition. Also, Canadians are a little closer to our British roots. And it has a lot of tie-ins to UK traditions. And, of course, Americans poo-poo that. So that, to circle back, is the short answer to your question. Glenn is back with another comment. Oh, Chrissy gets detention for being late to class. Just talk amongst yourselves. I'm cool with that. Glenn says, we've been sucked into American Black Friday. Why give in to Yankee Thanksgiving? Well, that's kind of, you know, what prompted the question, Glenn. I walked into a store yesterday, like I said, to buy a thing, and, oh, it's Black Friday tomorrow. And I got thinking, well, that's an American thing. But no, it's not. It's everywhere in Canada now. So, if we're going to adopt that, and look, they have such influence over us, right? So that's why I'm asking the question. So far, 100% say, nope. We can have both, especially if we have dual citizenship, right? Yeah. Torquing your nuts. Craig's enjoying that a lot. McCarthy has been one of my longest supporters, by the way. McCarthy Automotive, one of the very, very first to join this internet radio thing that I started. And the very first campaign we did for them, which, listen, Paul, who runs McCarthy Automotive, is a very honest, hardworking guy who likes things very basic. I remember putting a sound effect. We were talking about new tires, and I put a sound, you know, going over a speed bump, I think was, you know, the line in the commercial. And I put a sound effect in there, the bumpity bump a bump. He's like, can we do away with the sound effects? He just likes things very matter of fact. You know, the way he fixes your car, it's just to the point. It's done right. It's fixed. There it is. It's perfect. And I threw that at him in a piece of ad copy, torquing your nuts. And it caught on like wildfire. Paul and I have since become very, very, very good friends. And we laugh a lot about the whole torquing your nuts. In fact, we do some drag bingo nights and the drag queens, even in Peterborough last weekend, were telling people about McCarthy Automotive, who will torque your nuts. Too funny. Let me see. Yeah, okay. Oh, yes. The torque. Oh, that's why you brought that up. Okay, so that's the tie-in to Sex with Sue. Torquing your nuts. Ah. You know what would really be helpful is if I actually listened to my own show as it's coming out of my mouth. That would help you guys a lot. I'm glad you guys are paying attention because I get a little caught up. You know what it is, though? I'm a little distracted. It was brought to my attention that I'm having some challenges getting your comments up on the screen and having the conversation. There's a lot of balls in the air here when you're doing this, you know, by yourself. And yeah, I know. That sounds like the Sue McGarvey show, too. I'm trying to get better at that. So I'm trying to focus and it's coming out of my mouth. I know that. And I just sort of lose track of what I've said and where I've been. All right. Ruby Rue. As for me being a truck driver hauling out of Pennsylvania, I have to work out Thanksgiving because they're open. Then I have to take trying off because they're closed. Lose a quarter of my pay. It would work for me, but I do love our date that we have it. I got mixed emotions now. Oh, man. Robbie, could somebody, if you're around Ruby Rue, could you give him a hug? Oh, our Thanksgiving. I knew what you meant. And I appreciate, I know you're typing as you're doing a million things, and I appreciate that. The confusion, the frustration, what to do, mixed emotions. Somebody give him a hug. Ann says, enough with the Yankees, let's be us. So I will add you to the no pile. It is 100% no. Keep Canadian and American Thanksgivings apart. All right. Joshua says the French term for Black Friday is more appropriate, Vendredi Fou, which is Crazy Friday. I like that. I like that a lot. Vendredi Fou. I also like Frenching. I don't get to do that very often. Yeah. I'm a graduate of the French immersion program in our public school system. Spent every single summer as a teenager immersed, living with families in Chicoutimi, Jonquière, Thetford Mines, Rimouski, and Sherbrooke. And I ended up working in radio, where the only French that I would get to use was, oh, there's an accident on Saint-Laurent. Too funny. It's a whole, listen, we go down some weird paths on this show. Marcel says, me being a truck driver, I have to work our Thanksgiving. Then I have theirs. Okay, Marcel, you're confusing things. You're on YouTube and you're on Twitch. And you're posting the same things on both. Marcel, you're making me have to go and open a bottle of something to keep up. I have a hard time keeping track of my own conversation, Marcel, without trying to keep track of yours on two different platforms. Mahadi says, tomorrow's a football tripleheader. My Patriots play the Vikings tomorrow night. Mahadi, I'm curious, why are they your Patriots? When did you assume ownership of the... I know what you mean. I'm being silly. They play the Vikings tomorrow night, 8:20 on NBC. The Giants and Cowboys at 4:30 on CBS. And the Bills and the Lions at 12:30 p.m. on Fox. Mahadi is your go-to guy if you need information on the where, the when, the how, especially as it pertains to his Patriots. And there's Chrissy, who can't help herself. Last night, she was screaming Argos at a stand-up comedian. Now, she's yelling, Bills! But back to the question. Keep Canadian Thanksgiving or amalgamate our Thanksgiving with American Thanksgiving? Quick little survey of the room as we wind things down. You've got, let's give you 30 seconds. Let's give you 60 seconds with a quick yes, no. I will plug another show that I'm doing, by the way, because I think this is going to be of interest to some of you. The all-new Carrie and the Milkman show airs on BTR Radio weekdays 7 till 10. It's just two people who just hit it off having conversations. But the reason I'm bringing it up, and I try not to do a lot of cross-promotion on this, Ed the Sock. Remember Ed the Sock from Much Music? He's going to join us as a guest on Friday. We're going to find out, where has Ed been? Let's find out what Ed thinks of American Thanksgiving. Oh, can you, okay? Give me a response in your best Ed the Sock voice. Keep our Thanksgiving, says Renee. All right. So it's 100% onside and in favor of keeping our Canadian Thanksgiving Canadian, keeping American Thanksgiving American, so long as we can still cook turkey, have our family over, watch a ton of football, and apparently go and do our Black Friday shopping on Black Friday in the USA. That's what I'm going to take away from this conversation. Hey, by the way, if you ever miss an episode, you can find the podcast still listed as the Lowell Green Podcast. I'm working on that. Got a few things going on, but that's where you'll find it right now. If you search the Lowell Green Podcast or ask your smart speaker to play the Lowell Green Podcast, you won't hear the Lowell Green Podcast. You'll hear this podcast called It's Your Call every weekday at 2, and we will be back on American Thanksgiving tomorrow.